Hey, you're listening to Rock Andor Roll. I'm BJ. And all the way back on the third episode of the podcast, I tried to cover glam rock. The first half of the episode, I sort of went through a timeline of the massive popularity of glam rock in Europe, some of my very favorite bands like Slade, Sweet, and T-Rex, along with hit makers like Roy Wood and Suzy Quatro. Then for the second half of that glam rock episode, I played some of the bands that have come to be known as Junk Shop Glam. So before you listen to this episode, you might want to go back and give the third episode of the podcast another listen. Because on this episode, we're going to hear 30 more Junk Shop Glam bands. For most of the 70s, glam rock was a phenomenon in Europe. And as we know, whenever a genre or style was successful, then came the copycats, and the record labels flooded the market, throwing everything at the wall to see what would stick. The phrase Junk Shop Glam was popularized by an article in Record Collector magazine in January of 2002. Former Buzzcock Tony Barber and former member of Jesus and Mary Chain and Lush Phil King had named the genre after they met and realized that they shared a passion for all of the glam rock bandwagon jumpers from the 70s, the many, many singles pumped out by the record labels by a slew of bands that sold very few copies and that these two guys, among others, had been collecting from thrift shops or junk shops. So that's what Junk Shop Glam is. A lot of bands maybe only had one single. Some of them had a few singles. Some of them even had a record. But they didn't sell a lot of copies. But there's a lot of fun music, a lot of great songs, and these guys and other people have been collecting this stuff for years. An article in The Guardian from 2002 has a pretty great description of Junk Shop Glam. Quote, "With so many bands on the ballroom circuit, glam's failure rate was high, and those who never made it beyond record company demos drifted to the bottom of the vinyl heap. Theirs is the anarchic sound of a musical past before irony set in, before the audience began to know too much, before rock music became a corporate monolith. They are what Junk Shop Glam is about, a foot-stomping concoction of the trashy, the brilliant, and bizarre."
Rocks from the mountain.
That was a song called Albatross Baby by a band called Chunky. They had one single on Orange Records in 1973. Up next is a song called Hey What a Feelin' by a band called Fumble. This was a British band. This song is from their 1974 album called Poetry in Lotion. Gonna tell the little world about this cute little girl making such a change in me, honey, honey. Up next is a 1974 single called Ride, Ride, Ride by a band called Brother Susan. This was a short-lived glam rock project by Al Hodge and Guy Fletcher.
Bye.
Up next is a song called Public Enemy Number 1 by Brotherly Love. They actually released 9 singles between 71 and 75. This single came out in 1973. Right now we're going to hear a 1973 single called The Party Must Be Over by a band called Whistle.
Lady, your feet so slowly.
This next band was a teen band called Gang, formed in 1975. They put out three singles between 75 and 76. This one came out on 20th Century Records in 1976 by Gang. It's called Mama Told Me, Papa Told Me. This next band, the Streakers, were pictured appropriately nude on the sleeve for this single with their instruments blocking their nether parts. This is the only single they released on Pi Records in 1974 by the Streakers. It's called Turn Me Down.
You turn me down, you turn me down, you turn me down, it's over. You turn me down, you turn me down.
Up next is a band called Blood Chains. This was a British band, but released on a German label. They had one single, 1975. It's called Susie. This next band, The Giggles, had three singles released between 1974 and 1977. This is the first single by The Giggles. It's called Maria, the Enchiladas Song.
I've been hearing some talk about how tough you are and how you're gonna walk all over me. So I come by, give you a try. Hey, you be gone, man. Oh, we gonna get it on.
Enchilada, enchilada.
And since Maria says she doesn't want.
Rhubarb was a British animated children's television program shown on BBC One just before the evening news. The cartoon featured a green dog named Rhubarb and a pink cat named Custard. Each cartoon was about 5 minutes long. In 1976, they put out a glam rock record as a tie-in. So this is a band called Rhubarb, songs for a cartoon called Rhubarb. The song is called Rhubarb's a Star. This next band, Buzz, had one single on Polydor in 1976. We're going to hear it right now. It's called Motorway Madness.
Magic.
This next song was written and produced by Mutt Lang. The group's called Downhill Racers. They put out one single on Areola in 1977. Let's hear it. It's called Lovin' Pots. This next song is also by Mutt Lang. I think it's performed by Mutt Lang as well. It was put out as a band called Steven. One single by this group, which is a Mutt Lang project. It's called Right On Running Man.
Yeah.
Up next, we're going to hear a group called Go Go Thunder. They put out one single on RCA in 1975, and this is it. It's called The Race. This next single is called You're So Good to Me by Zips. They put out two singles. This is the second one. Came out in 1977 on Yum Yum Records.
Thank you.
This next band, Yellow Cat, was a Dutch band, put out two singles. This is the B-side of the first single, came out in 1974. It's called Sissy. This next band, Shambles, put out one single with RCA in 1975. Let's hear it. It's called Hello Baby.
Told me there was
Up next is a Danish band called The Walkers. They had 3 albums and some singles. We're going to hear a song that came out as a single in 1973 by The Walkers. It's called Fire. Up next is a Swedish band called Tears. They released 3 albums and some singles. We're going to hear an album track from their self-titled first album from 1974. This is Tears. It's called Duke on Friday.
Now they don't sing out.
Up next is a band called Bitch. They originally formed as The Cleaves in New Zealand, relocated to London, changed their name to Bitch, and released two singles with Warner Brothers Records in 1972 and 1973. This is the first single by Bitch. It's called Good Time Coming. This next band from the UK called Mustard put out a single in 1974. The A-side is actually a cover of the song we just heard, Good Time Coming by Bitch. We're going to hear the B-side by Mustard. This is called I Saw, I Heard.
I saw the sound is falling.
This next band, Starbuck, were a UK band, put out 3 singles in 1973, 1974. We're going to hear a song from the last single by Starbuck. This is called Heartthrob.
Everybody said I could never be wrong, never be blown off my course. Now everybody knows, what everybody knows. Every move I made seemed like part of the plan. Then it began to go wrong the day you came along. I guess that's how it goes.
Up next is a band from Iceland called Change. Put out 1 record in 1974. This song was a single from that record by Change. It's called Lazy London Lady.
Thank you.
This next band, Crackers, included Frank Torpy, who had been a member of an early incarnation of The Sweet. They put out one single on EMI in 1975. Let's hear it now. It's called Judy, Judy, Judy. Up next is a British band called Hamlet with two T's. Put out one single on Pye Records in 1972. This is the B-side. It's called Vampire Man.
Thank you.
Up next is a London band called The Sensation. They released two singles in 1973. This is the first. It's called Black Eyed Woman. This next band, Now, put out one single in 1973 on a label called President Records. Let's hear it. It's called I Wanna Be Free.
Yeah.
Up next, we have a UK singer named Peter Blake, who released two singles. This is the B-side from his first single from 1977. It's called Clever Dick. So in 1975, glam rock resulted in a British sex farce film called Confessions of a Pop Performer. The movie was about the antics of a glam rock band called Kipper, and the band from the movie have four songs on the soundtrack. It was actually voted the worst British film of 1975 by Sight and Sound magazine, but it tied for that honor with the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Anyway, let's hear a song by the band from the movie, Confessions of a Pop Performer. The band's called Kipper. The song is called Kipper.
Nice and heavy. Bit of
And now to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with a Danish band best known for competing in the 1978 Eurovision Song Contest with a song called Boom Boom, and also known for launching the career of White Lion singer Mike Tramp. Started out as a band called The Cops when they were still in primary school in 1967. Mike Tramp, or Michael Trempenau, joined the band in 1976. Mabel had 5 albums. They were very popular in Denmark and Spain, achieved teen idol status. It was in 1978 that they won the Danish Song Contest and then competed in the Eurovision Song Contest. They eventually moved to Spain, changed the name to Studs, and put out an album in 1981. Then they moved to New York City, changed the name of the band to the Danish Lions. That was in 1982. After recording some demos, the rest of the band members decided to return to Denmark, but Mike Tramp stayed in America. So it was in 1982 that the band broke up. Tramp stayed in America, eventually formed the band White Lion. Anyways, we're going to hear a single by Mabel from 1976. This was their first release with Mike Tramp, or Michael Trempenau. This is a song by Mabel called Hey, I Love You.
Yeah.
I'll be back.